Hello, it's Lucy Daon on Delta FM 90.2, the Helpy to High Radio in Jaune Clan. So today in the radio show, we're going to talk about the cities involved in the Common Use project. For this, we have with us Lovisa and Marta from Sweden. Hello.
Hey.
We have also Benedict and Cornelius from Germany. Hello.
Servus.
And after a short musical pause, we're gonna be with Thomas, a French student, who's gonna talk to us about the city of Poitiers. Hello.
Bonjour.
Vous écoutez
Delta FM 90.2.
La radio du lycée pilote innovant international.
Oh, c'est énorme!
So, Benedict and Cornelius, can you give us a global presentation of Laufen?
Laufen is a small village in southeast of Germany, in Bavaria, near the border to Austria. Laufen is next to Salzburg and it's about 120 kilometers away from Munich, the capital of Bavaria. Laufen got about 7,000 inhabitants and it's still expanding because of the attractive and calm areas to live in, especially for families with children.
So, what about sports? Is there a sport that is especially played in Laufen?
Well, you have to know Laufen is not far away from the Alps, at about 20 kilometers. And so, many people go hiking in summer and skiing or snowboarding in winter. And of course, football is very popular because it's our national sport. And many persons play it in clubs, on the streets or in parks.
Okay, so music now. Music is an international pleasure, so what kind of music is popular in Laufen?
Our region is famous for its own traditional music, which is music for brass instruments. Almost every village has their own brass band. They are playing the trumpet, the tuba and other instruments at festivals and events in the region.
Oh, that's cool. So now we need to talk about prejudice. So clearly, what is the typical physique of a Swedish and a French for Germans?
First of all, I'd like to concentrate on the French people. There we think that men look all like Franck Ribéry. They hold wine and baguette in their hands and everybody smokes very much. Additionally, they wear the typical French hat and striped t-shirt, and they aren't really good at learning foreign languages. When we come to the Swedish people, we concentrate on the women because they are tall, blonde, long-haired, and they have blue eyes. All Swedish people are very equal to Germans, and they are open-minded in our big world.
Thank you very much for your answers. And now, Lovisa and Marta, can you talk to us about the city of Falkenberg?
Well, of course. As you said, we're from Falkenberg. It's a small city on the west coast of Sweden. Although it's a small city, a lot of tourists come to Falkenberg in the summer, and the population increases with a third every summer, from around 20,000 in the winter to 60,000 in the summer. Falkenberg is a beautiful city who is famous for shopping, sports and for our beaches.
And what kind of music is popular in Falkenberg?
Well, in Falkenberg, most of the young people listen to house music, like Avicii and Swedish House Mafia. And a lot of people play music in our city, and many rock bands that started in Falkenberg has become very famous in Sweden. Like, for example, Sonic Syndicates and Damn Delicious. So it's very important with music in our city.
And is there a sport that is especially played in Falkenberg?
Yes, we have a lot of sport activities in Falkenberg with a lot of successful teams. For example, our football team has recently advanced to the Premier National League in Sweden. So we're very proud of them. Falkenberg has been champion, Sweden champions, in a lot of different sports as well. For example, volleyball, ping pong, bowling, and floorball. In Falkenberg, a lot of people also come to windsurf.
And what about stereotypes? For Swedish people, what is the typical physique of a French and a German?
Well, if we start with the Germans, we think that they are very alike as Swedes, and we think that they are very welcoming and nice, and that they are very proud of their beer. And we have also heard that a lot of Germans like the animal moose that we have a lot of in Sweden, and that they are also interested in our royal family, because our queen, Sylvia, she comes from Germany, but maybe it's just the elderly German who cares about such a thing. And when it comes to the French people, as our German friend said, we think of a person who smokes and drinks a lot of wine, but also we think that the French are very passionate and romantic, and that they are very proud of their food and their culture and language.
Okay, thank you, girls. So now a short musical pause, and we're gonna talk with Thomas. After this little musical pause, we are here with Thomas. So, Thomas, we talked about Falkenberg and Laufen, but what about Poitiers?
Poitiers is the main city of Poitou-Charentes. It's in the west coast of France, and 88,000 people live here. In Poitiers, you can do many activities in town center. There is a rink, so you can ice skating in the winter. There is a lot of shopping malls and beautiful church and monuments like Notre-Dame-la-Grande and Cathedral Saint-Pierre.
And what about sports in Poitiers?
Generally, in France, rugby and football are very famous, and in Poitiers it's famous too. A lot of people play rugby and football.
And now for the music. What kind of music is popular in Poitiers?
In Poitiers, the popular music are generally rap, pop, rock, but famous artists are Stromae and Macklemore, for example.
And what is for you the typical physique for a Swedish and a German?
For us, the typical physique of Swedish people is blonde hair,
with blue eyes and tall. And for the German people, we imagine a person with a pair of braces and a beer in his hand.
So that was our City of Poitiers by Thomas. So thank you, Thomas.
You're welcome.
Now we know more about each city and about us, so thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
It was the cities involved in the Comenius project on Delta FM 90.2. Right now, another radio show on the Comenius project presented by Julie Arnaud. Bye.
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 Servus.
Hey, do.